Our gospel reading today comes from John chapter 14, starting at the 15th verse. This is Jesus speaking. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away and I'm coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Here is Ian Jennings, our associate minister.
Good morning and welcome as we celebrate today Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the birth of the Church. It was a most amazing and wonderful moment, the fulfillment of the promise of Jesus. Because he says here in John chapter 14, he tells them that he is leaving, he is going, but that he will send another. He will send another comforter who will be with them forever, the Spirit of Truth, who will remain with them forever, and he will not leave them orphans. He will come to them in the person of the Holy Spirit. Now, when he uses the word another, in the Greek language, New Testament Greek, he uses the word allos, which means another of the same kind. He could have used the word heteros, which means another of a different kind, but he uses the word allos, another of the same kind. What did he mean by that? I believe that it's clear that he meant that in the coming of the Holy Spirit, there was the coming of God, the third person of the Godhead, and that Jesus and the Holy Spirit, in a sense, as with the Father, are indivisible, unique, separate in person, but unique and united as Godhead. And so another of the same kind, that God would come to them, that Jesus would be revealed to them, that the Holy Spirit would equip them. And that promise is so wonderfully fulfilled in Acts chapter 2, when the description, so dramatic a description, of the coming of the Holy Spirit is given to us, that there they waited in the upper room, and then there was a mighty rushing wind from heaven that filled the place where they were sitting, and cloven tongues as of fire separated themselves and sat upon each of them, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And the meaning is there that they spoke in weighty sentences, magnifying the greatness and majesty of God. It was an awesome beginning, an awesome moment. It all spilled out into the street. Now they were no longer hiding, cowering, afraid behind closed doors. They went out into the street and proclaimed boldly the good news of Christ and his resurrection, proclaimed with authority the good news of the gospel. So there were three things that happened. The Holy Spirit arriving. They were shocked, the people, when they saw them. They said, these men are drunk. And Peter said, no, we're not. The pubs are not even open yet. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what the prophet promised, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, and so on. And so the Holy Spirit arriving was a dramatic moment. It couldn't be missed. It was awesome. It was dramatic. It was transformative. And actually, that's still what happens to us when the Holy Spirit comes to renew and to strengthen. We know that something has happened, something dynamic that enables us to serve God. The Holy Spirit arriving, then the Holy Spirit providing. He provided them with the authority, the strength, and the power that they needed. Equipped them to fulfill the calling that God had given them. It can be said that the Acts of the Apostles are really the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the Apostles. It is the work of God, the Holy Spirit, through the servants of God, through the ordinary men and women who sought to serve God and follow Jesus, that through those ordinary men and women, the good news of the love of Christ was made known and blazed abroad. And then the third and final thing is this, the Holy Spirit providing, then the Holy Spirit abiding. I will remain with you forever. He will never leave us, never forsake us. And in this time of coronavirus, we need to be reassured of that. The Holy Spirit has come. He's come not just to warm our hearts, but to change our lives, to equip us so that we can serve God in the power of the Holy Spirit and fulfill his will. So may the Lord Jesus help us by the power of the Spirit today to renew our relationship with God and to be strengthened by his Spirit to serve him and to serve our generation. Amen. Father God, we pray that you will come afresh. Holy Spirit, touch our lives anew, and may we be brought into full realization of all that you have for us and all that you have provided for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.